We're going to go now to NPR's Scott Horsley, who's been covering the campaign of John McCain. And Scott, Hillary Clinton tonight will be in Philadelphia, Barack Obama in Indiana, Evansville, Indiana. Where is John McCain?
John McCain is in Toledo tonight. He's trying to raise some money because he trails both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama in fundraising.
By a lot.
He hasn't had to by a great deal. That's right. He hasn't had to spend nearly as much as them for the last 7 weeks. Of course, he hasn't had a primary battle to wage, but he only raised about $12 million in the month of March, compared to $20 million for Hillary Clinton and $41 million for Barack Obama. Now, the McCain camp has said all along that the candidate with the most money doesn't necessarily win, and their victory in the Republican primary is proof of that, I guess. They were certainly outspent on the primary side. But pretty much everywhere John McCain goes these days, he has a fundraiser, and so that's what he's doing tonight.
We just heard Micah Schweitzer in Indiana and Laura Leslie, who covers North Carolina, talking about the economy and jobs. That's obviously been a big issue for both campaigns. And I'm curious, I saw a DNC ad running against John McCain today in which he's, you know, praising the economy, saying things are going well. How much of an issue will that be as he heads toward November?
Well, he recognizes that that is an issue, and in fact, all this week he's traveling to economically depressed parts of the country. He was in Youngstown, Ohio earlier today. Tomorrow he'll be in Inez, Kentucky. In both those places, the unemployment rate is 7 or 8%, and he's talking about what he calls his pro-growth agenda, which is primarily slashing taxes and cutting back on government spending. And he got some pretty pointed questions today from the folks in Youngstown, Ohio, about you know, what that's really going to mean for jobs. And he said rather bluntly, some of the jobs that they've lost aren't coming back. But he is talking about job retraining and using the community colleges as a way to try to spur jobs in some of those depressed places.
And a big question for him, how does he distance himself from the policies of George Bush?
It's a good question, because when you look at his economic platform, it really is very similar to the president's. John McCain differs from President Bush on issues like climate change, but when it comes to tax cuts, he's very much in line. Once upon a time, John McCain fought the George Bush tax cuts, but now he says they ought to be made permanent.
Okay, NPR's Scott Horsley, who covers the campaign of John McCain. Scott, thanks so much.
Good to be with you.